Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional podcast number 754. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to encourage you, to challenge you, to exhort you, and to motivate you to simply just pray. Pray to God Almighty in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, and believe it or not, there's many people, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They just need to simply just pray. If I can get you to just pray in faith, believing in Almighty God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts in the Word of God. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Zechariah chapter 7, verses 20. Through 22, which reads, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people, and the inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, Let us go speedily to pray before the Lord, and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also, yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, and to pray before the Lord." Allow me, beloved, to share with you some important thoughts regarding this passage from Dr. Matthew Henry's commentary. He goes on to share, in only the way he can share it, these verses contain a precious promise that a great accession should be made to the church by the conversion of many foreigners. This was fulfilled but in part when, in the latter times of the Jewish church, there were abundance of proselytes from all the countries about, and some that lay very remote, who came yearly to worship at Jerusalem, which added very much both to the grandeur and wealth of that city, and contributed greatly to the making of it so considerable as it came to be before our Savior's time. Though now it was but just peeping out of its ruins, but it would be accomplished much more fully in the conversion of the Gentiles to the faith of Christ and the incorporating of them with the believing Jews in one great body under Christ the head, a mystery which is made manifest by the scriptures of the prophets, and by this among the rest, which makes it strange that when it was accomplished it was so great a surprise and stumbling block to the Jews. Observe, as only Matthew Henry can say it, number one, who they are that shall be added to the church, people, and the inhabitants of many cities, not only a few ignorant country people that may be easily imposed upon, or some idle people that have nothing else to do, but intelligent, inquisitive citizens, men of business and acquaintance with the world, shall embrace the gospel of Christ. Yea, many people and strong nations, some of all languages. By this it appears that they are brought into the church, not by human persuasion, for they are different languages, not by external force, for they are strong nations able to have kept their ground if they had been so attacked, but purely by the effectual working of divine truth and grace through prayer. Note, God has his remnant in all parts, and in the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, some will be found out of all nations and kindreds. Revelation 7, 9, number 2, how their accession to the church is described. They shall come to pray before the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts, and to show that this is the main matter in which their conversion consists. It is repeated, they shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. No mention is made of their offering sacrifices, not only because these were not expected from the proselytes of the gate, but because when the Gentiles should be brought in, sacrifice and offering should be quite abolished. See, who are to be accounted converts to God and members of the church, and all that are converts to God are members of the church. They are such as seek the Lord of hosts, such as inquire for God, their Maker, covet and court his favor, and are truly desirous to know his mind and will, and sincerely devoted to his honor and glory. This is the generation of those that seek him. They are such as pray before the Lord, such as make conscience and make a business of the duty of prayer, such as dare not, would not, for all the world, live without prayer, such as by prayer pay their homage to God, own their dependence upon him, maintain their communion with him, and fetch in mercy and grace from him. Somebody ought to say amen right there. Number three, they are such as herein have an eye to the divine revelation and institution which is signified by their doing this in Jerusalem, the place which God had chosen. where his word was, where his temple was, which was a type of Christ, and his mediation, which all faithful worshipers will have a believing regard to. Number three, how unanimous they shall be in their accession to the church, and how zealous in exciting one another to it. The inhabitants of one city shall go to another, as formerly when they went up from all parts of the country to worship at the yearly feasts, and they shall say, "Let us go speedily to pray before the Lord. I will go also." This intimates that those who are brought into an acquaintance with Christ themselves should do all they can to bring others acquainted with him. Thus Andrew invited Peter to Christ, and Philip invited Nathanael. True grace hates monopolies. That those who are duly sensible of their need of Christ and of the favor of God through him will stir up themselves and others without delay to hasten to him, that is, to pray to him. Let us go speedily to pray. It is for our lives and the lives of our souls that we are to petition, and therefore it concerns us to lose no time, to waste no time, to go to the Lord in prayer. In a matter of such moment, delays are dangerous, that our communion with God is very much assisted and furthered by the communion of saints. It is pleasant to go to the house of God in company with the multitude, and it is of good use to those that do so to excite one another to go speedily and lose no time. We should be glad when it is said to us, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Psalm 122:1. As iron sharpens iron, so may good men and good women sharpen the countenances and spirits one of another in that which is good. Our featured prayer motivator quote is from Dr. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers. He said, No man can do me a truer kindness in this world than to pray for me. My God, help us to pray. Beloved, my personal encouragement for you today is this. God is not going to make you pray, but you ought to pray. God does not make you pray, but if you want to see souls saved in your life and in your ministry, if you want to see genuine revival in your life and in the lives of the people around you, if you want to see God bless your family and your children, if you want to see all of your needs met, then it is best for you to pray. It behooves you to pray. You ought to pray. Now, beloved, our prayer motivator devotional today is titled God's Need of Men Who Pray, Part 2, from the fine book The Weapon of Prayer by Dr. E.M. Bounds, the Doctor of Prayer. Dr. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, God does not conduct his work solely with men of education or of wealth or of business capacity. Neither can he carry on his work through men of large intellects or of great culture, nor yet through men of great social eminence and influence. All these can be made to count provided they are not regarded as being primary. These men, by the simple fact of these qualities and conditions, cannot lead in God's work nor control his cause. Men of prayer, before anything else, are indispensable to the furtherance of the kingdom of God on earth. No other sort will fit in the scheme or do the deed. men great and influential in other things, but small in prayer, cannot do the work Almighty God has set out for His church to do in this His world. This is, by the way, as the hymn writer wrote, this is our Father's world. He goes on to say, men who represent God and who stand here in His stead, men who are to build up His kingdom in this sin-cursed world, must be in an eminent sense men of prayer. Whatever else they may have, whatever else they may lack, they must be men of prayer. Having everything else and lacking prayer, they must fall. Having prayer and lacking all else, they can succeed. Prayer must be the most conspicuous and the most potent factor in the character and conduct of men who undertake divine commission. God's business requires men who are versed in the business of praying. It must be kept in mind, beloved, that the praying to which the disciples of Christ is called by scriptural authority and enforcement is a valorous calling for manly men. The men God wants and upon whom He depends must work at prayer just as they work at their worldly calling. They must follow this business of praying through, just as they do their secular pursuits. Diligence, perseverance, heartiness, and courage must all be in it if it is to succeed. God needs and wants men of prayer. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. That's right. We don't just talk about prayer. We actually pray. We pray by the grace of God without ceasing. And I recommend it to you. Please remember, the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer requests at the end of this podcast. Please join me in prayer. Holy Father God, what a time we have had here today. We give You the glory, praise, and honor for putting in our hearts not only to pray, but to remind others to pray and to encourage others to pray. And now, Lord, we pray collectively and individually for the following things that are on our prayer motivator prayer list. We pray for 3 million people to come to know Your Savior through this ministry alone. We pray for millions more to be saved through other ministries. We pray for the revival of Your church in every way. We pray for the healing and the revival of Christian families and for the salvation of families that don't know You, and for the revival of Christian families to witness to them. We pray for the healing and awakening and salvation of this nation and all other nations. We pray Your blessings and guidance for all pastors, church leaders, and missionaries. We pray, Lord, for salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all government officials who run this country and all other countries. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests recently. We pray for Blake. Save him and bless him. We pray for Adele. Please bless her with a divine financial miracle. We pray for Albertina. Please have family members in her life who are doing wrong to be exposed, saved, and changed. And Lord, help her to do Your will. Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted You as Savior and have invited You into their hearts. We pray, Lord, that You would confirm these in the faith and have them grow in the faith to become the Holy Spirit-filled Christians that You want them to be. We pray specifically for Sylvia, Rosario, and Maggie. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to You. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to You and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Emmy, Mohan, and Don, And we pray, Lord, for the thousands of others who have sent in prayer requests down through the years, and for the many who have trusted your Savior. Help them to all grow in the faith and be the strong Christians you want them to be. And Lord, hear and answer their prayers and our prayers for them. And we pray for salvation, spiritual life, protection, and provision blessings upon their lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.